Dear friends, in the gospel this morning, we meet the blind man, Bartimaeus. And as I think that it's very important for us to walk through this gospel because it illustrates for us what Jesus also wants to do for us and how Jesus also, just as he healed the blind man, how he also wants to open the eyes of our souls. The first thing that we are told about Bartimaeus is what he is doing. That is, he sat by the roadside begging. Notice that he is at the side of the road where everyone passes by. Everyone can see him. This blind man is alone. He is helpless. And he does not hide the state that he's in his poverty and in his need. It's out there for all to see, wide out into the open. So Bartimaeus sees himself as he truly is. The second thing that we are told about Bartimaeus is that as soon as he hears that Jesus is passing by, Bartimaeus shouts out, he says, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." He recognizes his need. And Bartimaeus recognizes that only Jesus can give him what he's looking for. Bartimaeus recognizes that the healing that he seeks, it doesn't come from anyone else. It doesn't come from the world. He knows that the healing for which he longs can only come from Jesus. And so, friends, many times when we read Scripture and when we pray with Scripture, it's recommended that we place ourselves in the shoes of one of the persons in the gospel, okay? And I think that all of us, in some way, all of us here can put ourselves, can see ourselves as Bartimaeus. Here, the Word of God has a tremendous power to change our lives and to speak to us. Because when we place ourselves in the shoes of Bartimaeus, the blind man, like him, we recognize that we too are poor before God. We recognize our need, our poverty. That in reality, that we are nothing without him. We are nothing without God. And like Bartimaeus, we should not be afraid to be vulnerable before God, to expose to him our needs, expose to him our sufferings, for him to see, so that Jesus and his transforming power can come to heal us, right? So that he can take our sufferings, that he can help us to bear them, that he can heal anything that we need healing from. But friends, what I want to do, I want to draw your attention to perhaps what's the most important, perhaps what is the high point of the gospel, and that is the moment of healing. When Jesus asks him, he says, "What do you want me to do for you?" Bartimaeus responds, he says, "Master, I want to see." And immediately he received his sight. And the gospel tells us he followed him on the way. Imagine, the first thing that his eyes lay sight on is the face of Jesus. Could you imagine this being the first thing that your eyes ever laid sight on? The face of Jesus. I was listening to a talk recently by a scientist in England. And he said that one of the first things that a baby recognizes after it is born is the face of its father and mother. The face. And that from the time of infancy, it is this face-to-face contact from the time of infancy that forms in a person the ability or the capacity to form a personal relationship. It's that face-to-face contact that forms a personal relationship. I was, just a little quick story, I was, when I was learning Italian before I was sent to Rome, I did a 12-week intensive study in Italian, in Florence. And everything was in Italian. It was, I had to offer mass and preach, pray my breviary, pray the office of readings and everything in Italian. It was awful at first, okay? But I would limit myself to 1 hour of English a week. Other than that, it was Italian newspapers and TV. But I would limit myself to 1 hour of English a week, and I would FaceTime with my mom, okay? There was something about that face-to-face contact, okay? We all know this. It's something about this face-to-face, this personal contact with one another that establishes a relationship. And so imagine the blind man, Bartimaeus. I don't know what it's like to be blind. Maybe it's complete darkness. In some cases, maybe it's extreme blurriness. But imagine never being able to see anything in the world. And the first thing that you lay sight on is the face of God, is the face of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, Jesus wants to give us this experience as well. He desires that we gaze upon him and that we see him someday face to face. This is a gift that he wants to give to us, friends, and this is a gift that awaits us in heaven. Our Catholic faith teaches us that those who die in God's grace, those who die in the state of grace and in God's friendship, and are perfectly purified will live forever with Christ, right? That's what heaven is. And Scripture tells us that we will see him as he is. That is, we will see him face to face. This is what we call, usually we call it the beatific vision. The beatific vision. This vision of God, beatific just means beatitude, it means happiness. And so it's this vision of God that will bring us total happiness beyond anything that we could ever imagine. That's the gift that God wants to give us in heaven. But even here on earth, Jesus wants us to seek his face. To seek his face. Jesus wants us to see his face when we look into the faces of the poor, when we see even our brothers and sisters around us, our friends, our family, fellow parishioners, when we look into each other's face, see each other, he wants us to reflect him. So this is really one area that our culture really needs to work on, right? We really need to work on putting down the devices, right? Putting down the screens, right? Unless you're like, live, you know, on the complete other side of the globe, right? And you have to FaceTime, which is cool. But we really have to work on, you know, many times our personal relationships, you know, they're limited to texting and Facebook. No, let's speak face to face. Let's look at each other face to face and see Jesus in one another. And we especially seek his face. That's why you come here on Sundays. We seek his face when we receive his healing and confession, when we read his word and scripture, when we receive him in the Holy Eucharist. This is why you have come this morning to Sunday Mass. Because you seek him. Because you seek the face of God, and it's here that you meet him. It just so happens that we have been doing this now for 50 years. Yesterday was the 50th anniversary of the dedication of our church. Okay? I looked at the invitation. It was November the 27th, 1968. That year it was the Feast of Christ the King, because before 1970 on the liturgical calendar, the Feast of Christ the King was always the last Sunday in October. But it was yesterday, and it just so happened that the feast of the dedication of our church happened at 4 p.m. And we had Mass last night at 4 p.m. in preparation for Fun Night. So really cool stuff. But it was our parish was founded in 1950, but the parish church was built 50 years ago in 1968. But the invitation that they sent out to all of our parishioners, at that time, Christ the King numbered about 700 families. At that time, the invitation said, the Most Reverend David M. Maloney, Bishop of Wichita, and we, the members of Christ the King Parish, it says, are happy to bless and dedicate to God our new instrument of praise and glory and personal sanctification. Notice why this church was built. Number one, to give praise and glory to God. And through this, number two, for our personal sanctification, that we might be made holy into the saints that God is calling us to be. Friends, for 50 years, our parishioners and visitors have come to this church, this edifice, this building. Why? To seek the face of God, to adore God, because this is the place where he dwells. This is the place where he lives, where we come to seek his face. And when we do, when we seek his face, when we adore him, he then sanctifies us. He makes us holy and prepares us, right? This life is all a preparation. Prepares us to see God as he is, that is, face to face for all eternity. May it be so. Amen.